This is TWiT.
We're having a little bit of a wake because yesterday was the end of the line for about 20 different Google products.
Yes.
It is so sad. Inbox. But the big one, and really, I think for Mike Elgin's point of view, probably the one the most mourn is Google Plus. And early in the day yesterday, we went there and it said we're shutting down, but it was still around. Later in the day, Google Plus is no longer available. It is. I mean, this is the page you get, and it's sad. I did download all my stuff.
So did I.
Hoping there'd be something of use in there. I doubt there is, but at least I have it. There was a lot. It was almost 4.5 gigabytes of stuff.
Yeah, I had a ton. And, you know,
you used this in place of your blog for a while.
In place of everything. So back in the day, 2011, I gave up, I think I counted them, 12, 13, 14 services, including my blog, various social sites, a bunch of stuff. And I said, I'm just going to use Google Plus forever. And then it was awesome for about three years or so. And then after a while, Google Plus kind of fell apart and it wasn't what it used to be. And I started using other services. But there was 3 years where I used exactly one service.
Did you, Ant, were you a Google Plus or two?
He was.
I loved Google Plus.
Because as a photographer there, and Trey Ratcliffe used to say this too, there's nowhere better to show you, to share your photos. I think.
Nobody remembers this, but back in between 2011, 2014, 15, Facebook photos were just disastrously horrible.
They squeezed them.
Right. And that's why photographers loved it, because Instagram, the pictures were all square then and low quality, small, couldn't share them. And then Google Plus had these, like, they looked like full quality photos.
Yep.
And so eventually and grudgingly, Facebook improved their photos, but it took something like Google Plus to make them do it.
Ant, was it photo sharing for you that was the key?
It was photos and it was the community. I met so many awesome people over Google Plus that I'd never heard of. It's just regular Joes like myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in touch with them today. Now, granted, 90% of them have no use for the world of Twitter or Facebook or anything that. But every now and then they pop in to Twitter to say hello and just keep up with each other. You know, it's I really enjoyed the community over there and I enjoyed the whole photo aspect of it until they started screwing it up.
Yep. And photo editing on Google Plus used to be better than the current editing is on Google Photos. And the other thing is that and most active users will confirm this, but it was the only social network that most of us ever used where you would make real friends and get together with those friends in real life. So, for example, the last hurl, I did a blog post about this. My last hurl, hangout in real life, was a week and a half ago in Mexico. Dude that I'd been interacting with here and there on Google Plus for years and years invited me to his house in Cuernavaca.
Wow.
Manuel. We hung out with his family for like the weekend. We took a road trip. We drank pulque and by the side of the road. We ate crickets and armadillo together. Seriously.
That's living.
And that was the last hurl for me because that's the kind of thing that Google Plus used to enable you to do is meet people all over the world with whom you share various interests and become friends. And it really worked for that aspect.
Speaking of hangouts, I remember Baratunde Thurston during his book tour, if you will. And he was doing a little hangout on air and decided, you know what, I'm just going to let people join in.
Yeah.
And somehow he had me pop into his hangout, and it was one of the best experiences for me.
Yeah.
I can't say that for him, but it, just being able to chat with him and tell him who I was, what I was doing, my endeavors and all of that good stuff, it was great. And to this day, I'm still in touch with Mr. Thurston. You know, we became
bonded
after that.
I did a hangout once that lasted 12 or 13 hours, I think. And I was actually, I drove from Silicon Valley to Santa Barbara, California, and kept it going the whole way. And the way that I did that was I started it with the camera was on an Apple in my house in Silicon Valley. And then I joined it
So there's no way I could show you Google Plus, except that there is still a YouTube channel of Google Plus. And so for people who don't remember how great this was, go ahead, keep going, Mike. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. I just, and so I had a camera pointed at an Apple a physical Apple, and then I joined separately on the same account, and then a bunch of people were coming and going, and the thing lasted for many, many hours.
And what's great is every time the Apple talked, it would go full screen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. But unfortunately, that Apple wanted 33% of all the proceeds, so I shut it down after a while.
We used Google Plus for shows. We used it for sharing. We had Google Plus pages. If you're looking at the layout on our video right now, and again, thank goodness there
are the old logo.
Yeah, I think Google probably will take all these videos down. Let's see. Let me show you some more Google Plus videos because they still have a Google Plus page with a lot of how-to videos on it. It is kind of nostalgic to look at this. What did they do wrong? Because you know, honestly, I thought Google Plus was exactly what a social network should be.
Yeah. So my theory,
they talked and didn't walk the walk.
Yeah. Well, my theory is that what they get wrong in all of these shutdowns is they don't value their most passionate users higher than their average users. And so I was listening to All About Android, I think it was, and they were talking to, I think it was Flo was saying that, what they're doing really benefits the general users. It just bothers those of us who are early adopters, et cetera. My view, and it's a good point, but my view is that they really should value their passionate users more than their average users.
Every other media business, and I would submit that in this case it's kind of like a media business, treats its, they call them P1 listeners, treats yes. its most avid listeners as more important because they're the bellwethers. They're the ones who influence others. They're the ones who make something grow.
And those are the ad people.
Yeah, they're the ones who care. And so those are the ones you want to push.
They're the ones who own and control podcast networks.
And so, yeah. But so when you say they didn't walk the walk, Ant, what do you mean by that?
I was part of a couple of different communities, and one of them was a Google hosted community. And they always talked about having this improvement and that improvement.
You're talking about the Create Plus or whatever it's called?
Yeah, create something.
Create something.
Yep. That sounds right. And I get all of these emails and messages about this and that, and none of it ever happened, especially when it came to controlling spam. You know, I'm not a big account, if you will. I didn't have millions of followers and things like that. And it was a challenge for me to just manage going through the spam notifications and turning this off and turning that off. And it just got.
Yeah. And it did get worse and worse. I mean, it wasn't a big problem early on, but as Google Plus became abandoned.
Right.
It became overrun with
spam.
Right.
The quality went way down. The junk went way up.
Is that kind of inevitable, though, for social networks that they're fun when it's just you and your friends and then as soon as everybody else arrives?
I can't say that because me being the big introvert that I am, I don't really meet a lot of people, so I don't have a ton of friends, if you will. But Google Plus connected me to thousands of people, and it's sort of crazy that I can say I would recognize a couple hundred different names because I saw them so regularly in my feed as engaging every single day.
Yeah, and the other thing is that we live in an age where one of our biggest problems politically and socially is that we're all in our own little worlds, and we're getting to the point where we can't relate to people in other countries or on other political perspectives. And Google Plus was the only social network where you're constantly meeting people from all over the world. In Facebook, how many Pakistani people have you met in Facebook that have become your friends? How many,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't happen. Facebook keeps you fenced in to your own existing world, whereas Google Plus, it was all based on interests. And so like what Ant was saying, like you'd be having conversations with, you know, 30 people and like
none of whom you knew.
Right. Five of them were from the U.S. and most of whom became familiar to you because they were constantly engaging in conversations with you and stuff like that. Was just really a unique social network.
It also is, and maybe this is just me, but I think it's beautiful. I think it's a good design. It didn't play as well on mobile. Is that part of the problem? It came to us, you know, 5 years ago when mobile was just beginning to rise.
Yeah.
This is really best on desktop, I think.
I started having performance issues about 2 years ago on mobile and on the desktop service. It was just not refreshing and not loading. I'd see things that was 2 days old or several hours old. So I was always behind. And when I mentioned this to the support people as far as leave feedback or whatever, it went nowhere. It just continued. And then when my images started looking like, you know, 8-bit images, I was done.
So you think they abandoned it early on? Is that so? The history of Google Plus is that Vic Gundotra, who at the time was, well, I think, a vice president of Google, lobbied hard. And we've read stories from people that this was Vic's baby. And he got everybody enrolled. In fact, at one point, your bonus at Google, no matter what division you were in, was based on your social, about how well you'd integrated social into your product.
That started in 2011. That was Larry Page's first edict when he became the CEO.
And Vic was Larry's fair-haired boy.
That's right.
And Larry bought into it. And so Google Plus was a very, was like the number one initiative from Google for about a year.
Yeah, I have a theory about what happened. So my theory is that Vic Gundotra was not culturally a good fit for Google. Why?
He's gone.
Because he understood people. And this was just like, you know, he was more of an Apple kind of person, like, even though his background was actually at Microsoft. But he was a very warm people person who really worked hard. He was very engaging, very charismatic. And Google, they don't have time for that. You know what I mean? It's like, so I think there was a war between Vic Gundotra and Sundar Pichai that probably raged the whole time that Vic was there doing his Google.
And Sundar won.
And so I think that as soon as Sundar won, they're like, okay, we're deprioritizing this. And
it was political, all the things
that Ant mentioned. This is essentially moving human and compute resources off of Google Plus and using them for other things. Mm-hmm. And then Sundar Pichai himself, his last Google Plus post, I think, was 2016, right? And he was using Twitter. Like, how are you the CEO of a company that owns a social network and you use the competitor social network? It'd be like Mark Zuckerberg ignoring Facebook and instead doing everything on Twitter.